2016 was a very, very good year for U.S. wine exports. On the KSRO Live line with us this morning, the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you with us this morning. So it's a pretty, the first thing I guess we should talk about is the weather.
And hard to avoid.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, the vineyards have been dormant and many of them underwater because of the deluge we have experienced here in the Sonoma County area. What's the status of the vines right now?
Yeah, as you said, they're dormant right now. So we know that the flooding isn't actually affecting sort of the vine health, but it is making it really difficult to get into the vineyards right now and do our pruning, which, January, February, critical times for pruning our vineyards. And I saw a picture yesterday of bud break a little bit of bud break on a vineyard in Russian River. So timing is critical to get out there and get our vines pruned to be set for kind of going into our spring growth. So yeah, that's it's always interesting, right? When you're in farming,
especially,
Mother Nature always wins. So
yes, indeed. You just have to step aside and wait.
Exactly.
You guys are getting out in the community. You're doing a Center for Ag Sustainability to address concerns about the future of farming. What are you guys talking about when you talk about the future of farming?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're looking at, how do we really farm our vineyards moving forward? We know we're in this period where we're in a labor crisis here in Sonoma County. We're not quite sure what's going to happen in our political environment with all of that. So looking at how do we really ensure that we can preserve agriculture long term. So how are we going to farm our farms? How do we engage with the local community? What research is going to be needed to really manage sort of disease pressure moving forward? How do we look to having, a positive regulatory environment for farming moving forward? So the whole goal is to bring some outside thinkers to Sonoma County and really say, let's get out of our own way when it comes to really being focused on the day-to-day business of farming and see how do we really, look long-term and create, long-term solutions for preservation.
Well, in the short term, Carissa, as you mentioned, today is the day without immigrants across the country.
It is.
And here in Sonoma County, what is the current status of vineyard workers at the wineries?
Yeah, what's really interesting about vineyard workers, it's really a skilled labor force. We talk about this a lot. It's, when you think about, as I just mentioned, right now is the time for pruning,
right.
and we do canopy management, and you're dropping fruit, and you're harvesting. This isn't a typical sort of, ag, job. It's a very skilled workforce, and so absolutely our labor force is critical to supporting, the ongoing preservation of agriculture. And more we're seeing that our ag workforce are really, families that live in Sonoma County. They're here, they're part of our community, and so obviously figuring out how do we ensure that they're able to stay here and really be engaged and feel safe and part of our local economy and communities is really, really critical, not only, for them, but for our industries here, for our towns and all of our people. So,
well, we talked earlier about the wine exporting record last year in 2016. Who's buying our wine?
A lot of people, which is what the good news is. So we know the record exports for the U.S., it's up about, what's really great, is up about 1%, and that's really driven by value, meaning our more expensive sort of a shift to buying higher-priced wines outside of the U.S. And a lot of those wines, the biggest market is Europe, which obviously Europe's a very large market. So, you're looking at that kind of being driven by Germany and the U.K. For wine exports. Canada drinks a lot of our wine as a single country. Canada consumes more of our U.S. Wine than any other single country, which is,
amazing.
I
would never have guessed that.
The Canadians love our wine. It's great news for us. And then you're looking towards Asia. So Hong Kong, Japan, the China market in general, a lot of bulk wine gets leaves the U.S. and goes over there and is actually bottled overseas. So it's kind of a different, side of the business versus a finished, wine product in bottle. So we're doing really well. And like I said, what's great news for us, the volume was actually down and that growth, the last year was $1.62 billion worth of exported wine, and 90% of that, again, from California. The growth of that is coming from that value. So folks are paying, $15 plus for that bottle of wine, which really positions Sonoma County as such a great place. We know, you know, our growth is really driven here. We're a premium wine market, and so it really supports, you know, our local wineries.
Well, that's good news for us, for sure.
It is. Look, that's something to toast, right?
Yes, it is. Something to toast. Carissa, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Always great to talk to you.
That's Carissa Cruz, the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers.